This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cavs win! Audio courtesy of the FanDuel Sports Network. Bronny came in and played. There was like 5 minutes left, and I'm like, J.J. Redick better put him in. If he gives... J.J. Redick is sensitive, so I'm like, okay, everybody's going to call him out, and then he's going to get all mad and sensitive about it. And then he came in, and Bronny came in, and there was a nice ovation for him, and then he hit his first shot in the NBA, and then there was a really nice ovation for him. It was nice. That was a nice thing. And the Cavs are 5-0. You got everything you wanted to get if you were at the Cavs
awesome.
Game last night. The Cavs wanted a blowout. They're 5-0 for the third time ever in franchise history, which is, it's crazy. They've actually done it twice now without LeBron. They did it once in 76, and then they did it here, and then they did it in 2016-17 with LeBron, which is incredible. You got to see LeBron James maybe for the last time ever, or maybe there's two more times or one more time. I'm not sure. And you got to see his son, and his son scored his first NBA points. What a great night at the arena. And they, I'm sure they had a tribute. I think they probably had a tribute to LeBron and Bronny. I liked what the Cavs did. The Lakers noticed in their locker room, the welcome home
yeah.
and things like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
And they also, Andrew Siciliano pointed this out with us. He was at the game last night. They had a 2-minute tribute to Jim Donovan, which was very, very nice. Very nice. On the big Jumbotron, and they had the touchdown calls with Nick Chubb and everything. It was very, very nice. What a great night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Yeah, because you imagine there's, for a bunch of people there, we saw the ticket prices going into last night. You imagine that there were a bunch of fans there that will be the last time that they will get a chance to see LeBron live. And what a perfect scenario. Like, you see LeBron, you get to see his kids score in garbage time, and the game was an annihilation. And it was a celebration of what the Cavs are looking to accomplish this year. And I know it's not a playoff win, it's not anything like that, but they have kind of picked up where regular season-wise, where they left off with having this success, this camaraderie, this stability. Even though there's a new head coach, that core four, like everything the Cavs wanted to project at the end of the year, like, we're not trading anybody, we're not moving on. And you'll see why. You just have to wait a year. Well, here we are. We're in that next year, and right now it's all looking great.
Keith caught us laughing before the show on the thing. Sorry, that took my attention away. I got to throw. Well, I went to click on the box score real quick, and then it took me away. I did notice. Now, I don't mean to sound disrespectful. It was odd to see Bronny out there eventually. I'm like, boy, he's kind of small in comparison to these other, like Tristan Thompson's 14 years in the league. Be careful out there. You got grown-ups out there, man. Like, not like they do. I didn't think they'd take any liberties, obviously, or anything like that. I'm just like, man, he just looks small compared to these guys. Did you notice the same thing? Or am I, like, he's out there with, I mean, yeah, they're end of the bench guys that he's out there with. I understand that, but it's like, still, like, Yeah, these are vets here that are out there with him. Like, they're legit players in the NBA, even though they're end of the bench.
Yeah, and you
and
see...
I'm going, boy, be careful out there. Be careful, young man.
You see young players coming to the league all the time.
They're thinner. They're
too
a little
frail.
Yeah, a little
and
bit.
And you're like, man, they got to put on a ton. We said that about Evan Mobley. Got to put on a ton of weight.
Yeah.
Their physique, whatever. But you can say what you're really trying to say. You're not really talking about the way he looked next to those guys. You were looking for the nicest way possible to say he looks like he didn't belong out there.
No, physically, I thought he was small. I just thought he was small. I didn't think he played terribly. I mean, 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes of garbage time.
So I have.
What am I going to sit there and say that he's a terrible basketball? I don't know if he's a terrible basketball player.
I have people in my life that think this is.
I said
is,
what I said.
They think this is the worst thing ever.
Whatever.
They think him getting. Floor. ESPN. This was the headline. It wasn't about the blowout win.
It's October 31st.
It wasn't about It was about Bronny getting his 2 points, and they were mortified of that. I sent a tweet about it saying how cool this had to be for LeBron. I mean, forget about Bronny. Obviously, it's amazing to score. He probably at times has doubted whether or not he'd ever get that opportunity or whatever. And now he has points. Like that's it. And he'll go to the G League, and we'll see if he ever develops enough to actually get a legitimate roster spot in the NBA.
LeBron covered his face. I don't know if he was wiping his eyes.
He's crying.
Or anything.
Yeah.
He was emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Has that been confirmed that he was emotional in that moment?
People that were there said he was definitely crying. The game was out of hand at that point, whatever. So the whole fourth quarter was basically garbage time. And I'm watching it going, when is he getting in? Like he probably should get in. And finally, he got his number called. The fans in attendance. I said that was a very savvy Hoops crowd last night.
Ooh, savvy.
Because you could tell, he's not getting chance anywhere else, right? Except maybe Los Angeles, maybe.
Not chance. I don't think he's getting chance. They were chanting for Bronny last night.
Well, he played college basketball out there. So that's the only reason I said maybe that would be the place. But it was very cool last night. You could pick it up on the TV.
Well, here's LeBron.
He's better than I would have been in that situation. 20,000 fans screaming my name to get in the game and wanting me to be in the game. The roles reversed. I don't know if I would have been able to handle it. So just commend him on, his composure, the way he approaches, not only the game, but just approach, life in general. And to see him get his first NBA basket in this arena where he grew up not too far away from here, that's an unbelievable moment. Unbelievable moment for him, for our family. It's just pretty cool to be a part of it.
That's very nice. I heard the chance. I thought it was great. I was glad when he got in. I was like, you got to get this. You better get him in. I figured they'd get him in, but there's like 5 minutes left to go, and it's a 20-something point game. I'm like, you better be putting him in here. Like, if you don't put him in, like, I would want LeBron to go, if you're not going to put him in, I'm going to put him in. I'm in charge of this team anyway, and we all know it, so I'm putting the boy in. Like, you got to do that. You got to give the fans what they wanted to see because the place was still packed. They wanted to see him get on the floor.
Well, and also, what a surreal moment for anybody that was with LeBron in those early years, especially. They brought him to a bunch of games.
Yeah.
I had a picture. I posted it last night from Facebook. When 2007, it was October 2007. We had really good seats thanks to. Thanks to the sister, Kenny, you say not a nice person, got me some nice seats way back in the day.
I don't say she's not a nice person anymore.
That's true.
I think that has changed. There's other people. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your family, I think, aren't nice.
Well, I'll never forget, That same guy we saw on the floor yesterday came over by us, was talking to us, hanging out. He was 3 years old. Mm. That's what was surreal to me, because it took me right back to 2007 when I remember seeing him at those games. And then all of a sudden now I'm watching him on TV playing basketball. And totally different discussion whether he should be there, how much of this is earned, how legitimate this is, the Nepo baby stuff, which has always been in the NBA and always been in professional sports. I don't know how people think this is the first instance of this.
What are you trying to say?
There's plenty of guys that were undeserving that got opportunities. But I thought, just from that standpoint, that was cool. That was cool to see him grow up, and all these years later, he's playing, and he scored. And he needed to score, because if he didn't score in this game, I didn't know when it was ever going to happen.
He did. He got it over Jalen Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Was that okay to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Cavs are 5-0. Are they a serious contender in the Eastern Conference?
Well, I don't think they're...
I did not notice how many threes the Celtics took yesterday.
The Celtics lost, so the Cavs are the only undefeated team left in the Eastern Conference.
That is unbelievable. They took 57 threes. Jason Tatum took 18 last night.
And Oklahoma City did win, so still there are two teams left that are unbeaten right now in the NBA, and... The Cavaliers have come out. You'd never know, kids. I will watch what I say here. You'd never know there was a coaching change by the fact that this team looks like they remember last year they went 17-1. Like, people forget this. They're like, they were pretty spectacular last year, and that was with injuries. So they've been a good regular season team. And you wondered if a new coach would throw some of that into disarray for long term gain, like short term pain for long term gain. There's been no short-term pain. They have picked up nothing is different in that regard. Yes, their minutes are different. The Evan Mobley is more aggressive. Darius Garland obviously had that great game at Madison Square Garden. He was in foul trouble last night. Didn't matter. They were able to just kick ass the entire time. Dean Wade just being out there, even when he's not hitting threes, he's defensively. Just see what he did with Brunson. You know, in New York, like, Brunson couldn't get around him.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, they've got all the good stuff from last year, and now they've added. Now, like, Okoro is like a 10th or 11th man. So, like, the problem that we had last year has been flushed to the bottom. So they kept all the good stuff, and now they're adding to it as best they can with the roster limitations. Like, they didn't make any big trades.
No.
But remember, Ty Jerome was a no-go all of last year. He is now in the lineup, and he's been very, very effective. They didn't have that last year. A healthy Dean Wade.
If he could stay healthy, he'd be a real help to us.
Yeah.
If he could just stay healthy, for the love of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then this whole time, you got Donovan Mitchell just kind of picking and choosing when he wants to take over. He knows he could take over at any time, but Donovan Mitchell has the bigger picture at play here. Doesn't want to get burned out before the playoffs. We don't need him limping, quite literally limping into the playoffs like last year. And we already know what Donovan can do. Like, let's see what these other guys can go out. And then you have Jared Allen, subject of every trade rumor known to mankind, going out there and completely dominating both ends of the floor.
Yeah, it was an excellent time out there last night. I mean,
they didn't even need Evan Mobley. He could have sat he got all his points in the fourth quarter. They didn't even need him. He got in foul trouble early. I think he had 9 minutes going into the fourth quarter. They didn't even need him.
Are the doubters going to have to wait until they play the Celtics?
Well, no. The doubters are just going to have to go away in the regular season. Because the regular season, they're going to be terrific.
So they're just going to wait until the postseason?
The way this is going, and depending on how badly the Celtics even want it, you can't rule out the Cavs like having the best record in the Eastern Conference. They're going to be good all year. Why wouldn't they be good?
Here's J.J. Redick on how the Cavs played.
They're a really good basketball team. They spread you out, and they have guys with some pop, with Garland and Mitchell, and certainly LeVert and Ty Jerome played great. And I think we just kind of got punched in the mouth a little bit. But, you know, when you play good teams, you can't afford a lot of mistakes. We made a lot of mistakes. We got down early and just couldn't recover.
What do you think of him as a head coach so far?
He's been really good. He's been really good for them.
It's a little bit...
But so early.
It's a little bit jarring to see him as a head coach still in the NBA. It's a little surreal. I gotta get used to it a little bit. Like, there's guys who come from different backgrounds as head coaches in the NBA. Like, guys leave the booth and go immediately to being a head coach and things like that. It's still a little bit jarring to see J.J. Redick, who was, you know, hosting the podcast with LeBron and all the stuff and doing all the media stuff, and now he's just a head coach in the NBA. And it's like... Like, you are in charge of making decisions. What a wild league it is. Like, I know I know that one team in the NFL tried something like that with a former player and it ended up horrendous, but it's still a little bit surreal to see him as a head coach in the league, even with a team like the Lakers and with LeBron
well,
and
everything
like that.
I think what he's done, he's balanced just all the craziness around LeBron and his son, and it doesn't seem to be any kind of a distraction to them. And I know they've lost now two in a row, but you know they will go with as healthy as LeBron can be. LeBron can't put together. It's going to be hard for LeBron to be. Like, he was very dominant, I think, in their third game of the year. He had that huge fourth quarter, and he scored over 30 points. But he can't follow it up with another one of those. His body's just not going to allow it. You saw him last night. He couldn't really get by Evan Mobley. He couldn't really get by Jared Allen. Like, he had Darius on him at one point, and he just kind of passed the ball out. Like that, if it were a playoff game, he's backing Darius down, and he's getting a layup.
Every day's a referendum. Evan taking the step last night, 25 and 19 minutes.
Last night, I mean, he just it was all his points came in garbage time. So he was picking on poor Austin Reeves and some guys that would never really guard him. So I don't know. Last night, just defensively though, I think overall, Cavs came out and played like it was a playoff game, and I think the Lakers were not expecting that. The Lakers got hit in the mouth, like their head coach said, and they packed it in. They did not have any answers. Well, they were throwing the basketball around.
Next time they play is, I think, isn't LeBron's birthday December
31st?
Is it the 31st or the 30th?
How many days are in December?
There's 31.
Help me out.
The 30th.
They play each other on New Year's Eve. So the day after LeBron's birthday, they play in L.A. out there on the West Coast swing. So it probably might be a different story with how LeBron treats that basketball game.
It all depends. Right, yeah, it all depends on them, yeah. on being able to keep, like, Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Davis was, I mean, he had two plays yesterday where he's like, nah, you guys can go and score on us. I'm just going to sit here and sulk and try to get calls. And, you know, you get that. But Davis has been really good this year. Last night, Davis, I don't think he liked the fact that the Cavs took that game very seriously from the moment that ball was tipped.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.